Good morning. And welcome to worship on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Next week, we will conclude the Pentecost season with Christ the King. A few announcements before we begin our service this morning. Our radio broadcast today is in memory of Julius and Alta Berzloff, given by family. We're thankful for that gift today. Don't forget, next Sunday, the 24th of November, we will have the 90th performance of Handel's Messiah that will be held here in the sanctuary at Trinity at 7:30 p.m. So next Sunday night at 7:30 p.m., we welcome back to the podium guest conductor David Fandridge. He is currently the director of worship and music at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Ankeny, Iowa. And as you know, David was worship and music director here at Trinity. The November Food Pantry Challenge continues, so check that out as well this morning in your bulletin, as well as some other opportunities. This morning, we want to continue to extend our congregation's sympathies to the families of Helen Schatz, whose funeral was held here on Thursday, and to the family and friends of John Olsrud, whose funeral was here on Friday. So please keep their family and friends in your prayers today. If you're comfortable standing, please rise for our gathering hymn, My Lord, What a Morning, and Scott Hauser will introduce the hymn to us today as a soloist.
My Lord, what a morning. My Lord.
Be the Holy Trinity, one God, healer of our every ill, source of unending mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Embraced in enduring grace and good hope, let us turn again to God, confessing the truth about ourselves. Merciful God, we come before you, beloved but broken. We have not always treated others as we would want them to treat us. We have not always called out injustice and abuse. We have not always been kind to ourselves. We have not always taken care of the world we share with other living creatures. Remind us of who we are, beloved children bathed in your love. Renew us by your Spirit to live as your holy people, bringing healing to the brokenness around us. Amen. At every moment you are held in existence by the love of God, renewed by the Spirit within and among you, and made alive again in Christ. Receive this assurance in Jesus' name. You are forgiven and freed to live for the healing of the world. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Church, for the unity of all, for this holy house, for all the worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
To the hungry and the poor, that we may live out truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
For life and for love, for our work and our play, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord. Hear the
Spirit to guide, that you center our lives in the water and the word, that you nourish our souls with your body and blood, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Sing with all the
Please join me in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without you nothing is strong, nothing is holy. Embrace us with your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may live through what is temporary, without losing what is eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated for the reading of Scripture.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 4. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise, with healing in its wings, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is from Psalm 98. Please read responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song.
With trumpets and the sound of horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. The New Testament reading is taken from the second chapter of Thessalonians. Now, we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition that they receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you. We did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day so that we might not be a burden to you. This was not because we did not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command. Anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter. As history moves toward God's fulfillment, there will be frightening signs and events. Before the end, believers will draw strength from their relationship to God and shall be given the words they need to testify and to endure without fear. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up for children's time. Good morning. How's everybody doing today? That's good.
Boy, you're awake.
Woo. Well, our first reading today was from Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 and 2a. Once in a while, the people that decide what the text will be just use part of a verse. And that's what they did today. We only heard the first half of verse 2. And that was like this: "But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings." That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah. The Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. That sounds good to me. I like that. But the verse continued with the second half that we didn't hear. And that said, "You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." Yeah. They're talking about baby calves when they're born, after they discover what it's like to be alive, they start leaping. Have you ever seen a calf leap? No? You've seen a calf leap? Well, what I thought we'd do this morning, and this is probably going to be a big mistake, but we're going to try it anyway. I want you to get up and come down here, and I want to see you leap, okay? So let's get down here, okay? Okay, we're getting out of the stall now. Okay, on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Lit. Not bad. I'm old. I've got on dress shoes. And I think I leapt higher than you did. Okay? So we're going to try it once again. After all, you guys are young, right? Okay. Okay, on the count of three, let's leap again. Okay. One, two, three. Leap. Good job. Yeah. You leap so high. Yes, you do. You leap so high, you almost touch the sky. Yes. I want you to remember every day to leap. Well, because, you know, our gospel today was kind of scary. Kind of makes me scared, you know. But God loves us, and God is with us, and God's never going to leave us. So God is always on our side. That's what I want you to remember, okay? So every day, remember to leap. Because when you get old like me, you don't leap anymore. And that's kind of sad, okay? Can we have a prayer? Our good Lord, thank you for coming to us and loving us and being with us. Help us remember every day to leap for joy, for you are our God, and you bless us. Amen. Thanks for coming up today. Have a great day. I will probably pay for that later. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. After today's dark and depressing gospel, I miss Gary Larson and the Far Side more than ever. I really liked his approach to life. And sometimes when things would get depressing, I would read Gary Larson, and I'd feel better again. And I miss his take on life. I remember the one where this couple is stranded on a deserted island. It's just a tiny little island. There's a palm tree in the middle. And the husband and wife are sitting on the island, and here a boat is coming toward them. It's Fred and Martha. And at the bottom it says, here comes Fred and Martha with that cake. And I bet it's just loaded with palm oil. You have to think, but it was funny. Then there's the one with God at the range. He has this huge electric range. He has the oven door open, the rack pulled out. Here's a big baking dish, and in the middle is this half-formed circular lump, which is the earth. And the caption at the bottom says, something tells me this thing's only half-baked. Another one I liked was the open refrigerator door. And inside, you see the bottle of ketchup like this. And you see the bottle of mustard like this. And then you see this bowl with two tiny arms coming out, one holding a pistol. And the caption at the bottom says, when salad goes bad. We need stuff like that to get us through the day sometimes. Today I'd like to mention one particular one of his famous ones. This nerdy looking little boy is trying to get into the Midvale School for the Gifted. He has his books under one arm, and with all his might, he's leaning on the door and pushing as hard as he can. But the sign on the door says, pull. After all, it's the Midvale School for the Gifted. Today, we are given signs. There will be signs. Now, signs to me are confusing. They say one thing, but often say another. A case in point. There's a beautiful Gothic church in Midtown Manhattan that has bronze entrance doors. And carved in stone above the doors is this phrase: "Everyone who enters through these doors receives God's blessing." Carved in stone. Beautifully done. But also on those bronze doors is another sign: "Use side entrance." Apparently, blessings are hard to receive anymore. That's how life is for you and me. The signs we see around us are confusing. The stock market is as high as it's ever been. But the economy is in trouble. What sign do you believe? We are gaining so much in medical research. We are losing more and more people to things that used to not affect them. We live in a world filled with confusing signs. Maybe we need to look at signs differently today. It seems the people are always asking Jesus to do a sign for them. Show us a sign. And Jesus would rather turn that around. Rather than the people asking Jesus to show them a sign, Jesus would like the people to be a sign. Be a sign of the kingdom. Be a sign of hope. Be a sign of compassion. Be a sign of love. But be a sign that builds up and doesn't tear down. Too many signs today tear us down. There's a lot of stop signs out there today. A lot of people will tell you you're on a dead-end road. A lot of people will tell you, you can't make a difference. A lot of people will tell you to go that way, when you were going the right way all the time. Sometimes we have to rethink a bit. Our gospel today is all about the end is near. That's scary. But wouldn't it be better to think also God's new beginning is near? That's a different way of looking at it. But it's a way of looking at it that builds up and doesn't tear down. And so today, as we continue to move now towards the end of this season of Pentecost, this season of growth, let you and I be a sign. A sign out there that says, the kingdom is near. God's new beginning is near. And how can I help you see it? Thanks be to God. Amen. We continue now with our hymn of the day. We plow the fields and scatter. Number 681 in ELW. If you're comfortable standing, please rise. Thank you. whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Our good Lord, today we thank you for life. Lord, today there are so many negative signs in the world, and there are so many loud voices in the world telling us to go this way and not that way. Lord, today we pray that we would be your new sign, that we would be a sign of love where there is hate, a sign of hope where there is despair, a sign of compassion where there is hatred, and a sign of you as we go through life. Lord, today we pray you continue to empower your church to be the kingdom that is drawing near. Help us not worry about the end, because we know we are safe in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our good Lord, we pray for those who struggle with life, whether in body, mind, or spirit. Today, Lord, we lift before you all who are near and dear to us, who we name before you now in the silence of our heart. Embrace them with the healing power of your love and care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you wept at the death of Lazarus. Lord, today we pray that you are with those who continue to weep and mourn. Today, Lord, we are mindful of the families and friends of Helen Schatz and John Olsrud, as they have been lifted to you, lift and carry their families and friends. Remind them of your love that is eternal love. Keep them in your life that is eternal life. Lord, continue to wrap us in the warmth of your word today. We are thankful for the gift of your body and blood for us. Food for the journey. Continue to bless us and keep us. And continue to hear our prayers as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor. We continue now with our offering.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, you give us all we are, all we have, all we bring, and all we need. Draw us together around your table with all your saints on earth and in your eternal home. Let us eat and drink your promise of new life, that we might be your promise to the world, spoken in Jesus' name.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. God's table is ready. All are welcome at communion today. At this time, I would invite those assisting with communion to come forward. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. If you're comfortable standing, please rise for our post-communion prayer and benediction. Let us pray. We thank you, God, our host, for inviting us here to taste your future, when you will feed all the hungry at your table. Keep this hope alive in us, in our communities, so that we might be a sign of hope to a suffering world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our sending hymn this morning is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, number 807 in ELW, and also on the screen, 807. Thanks be to God.